Good day. This is Raina from Continuing the Conversation. Let's Talk Healing and Health. Today, my guest is Akeisha Elm of Jameda Renee's Hair. Hi, Akeisha. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, Raina. I hope I can bring some good information.
I'm sure you'll be able to. So you know what? We're going to jump right in. First, you know what? Can you tell me a little bit about your business from a healthy aspect?
Well, I've been in the business, the hair salon business, for over 15 years. And I specialize in healthy hair, scalp management, color, and silk press and natural hair. What brought on to get into using oils and really get down deep into what's going on was after COVID, when we were able to come back into work, I started to see all different type of issues, all different type of hair loss issues, different scalp problems, dandruff, cerebrum dermatitis, psoriasis. It is really, really, really bad. And I don't know if COVID had kicked it into gear because we were all going through issues that we've never experienced before. But coming back from COVID, it made me realize that I had to step up my game and not just do hair, but really get into the healthiness of hair.
So let me ask you something. Is there any type of technology that you use to diagnose your clients' conditions?
Yes, I do. I use several different tools that I have. I use something also called Zato machine, which is like a handprint that you just put your hand on. It's a hand cradle. It just reads your whole inside of your body and tells me what's going on. And through the scope, I kind of, depending on what's going on in your scalp, I can kind of tell whether you're missing certain deficiencies inside of you, if you have vitamin or mineral deficiencies. And there are certain questions, depending on what's going on with your scalp, there's certain questions that you want your stylist to ask you, because then she can help get to the bottom of your issue.
So let me ask you something. How are essential oils used to treat the conditions that you receive through the diagnosis?
There's a lot of different essential oils that you can use. There are some that you can use to help moisturize your hair. There's some that you can use to help calm your nerves as far as with stress. A lot of people, COVID-19 caused all of us stress within the last year. And we don't realize how much stress has played a huge part. Stress plays a huge part in hair loss. And you may have, some of us have a DNA, has hereditary with female baldness or male patent baldness. And it may start out as a little spot, but then if you start to stress out, that can grow tremendously. But using essential oils and mixing certain oils together, one can help calm your nerves, one can help your scalp issues, and one can help maintain your hair growth and strengthen your follicles. You just have to know which oils to mix.
Wow, that's truly interesting. I'm really glad that we have the opportunity to dive into this topic. So when you actually have the diagnosis, I know you said you kind of diagnosed the scalp and then you create a treatment via the oils and different shampoos. Is this a diagnosis or is this a treatment that sustains over a certain amount of time?
Yes, it's a treatment that sustains over amount of time. And it all depends on your severity, on what's going on within your scalp and what's going on within you. The difference between you coming to see me versus going to see a dermatologist is not licensed to touch you. Mm. And for African-American women, some dermatologists don't know how to diagnose us. They're not going to get to the root of asking you about your diet. What are you doing? About whether you constipated or how's your upper GI issues? They're not going to get into that. Most of them are going to give you a shampoo and tell you, hey, just use this shampoo.
Thank you for that. This is really interesting.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I want to thank you for this part of the information that you have supplied me. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about how mental wellness, since we're celebrating Mental Wellness Month, how it ties into healthy hair.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you would get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hey there, it's Lady Raina. I have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there, Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk. Welcome back, everyone. So I'm here again with Keisha from Jameda Renee Hair. And our topic again today is we're talking about healthy hair care. So what we want to do is see how mental wellness is tied into healthy hair care. So Keisha, how does oil therapy and hair care tie into mental wellness?
Mental wellness, mental health is a huge part of healthy hair and hair care, because when your body is stressed and you put in a strain on when you're going through a lot, everybody doesn't realize it's going to produce out on your hair. Sometimes you may get a lot of shedding. Your scalp may start to have more dandruff than normal, or you just appear and just have a bald spot somewhere that you never had a bald spot at. It all ties in together. If your insides, whether it's your nervous system, whether it's your upper GI, whether it's your endocrine system, everything, all of it mashes together. So when one is out of whack, your whole body is out of whack. And your skin is the largest organ on your body. So it's going to let you know that something is going on inside of you. And if you're not seeing somebody, or you have a doctor or somebody that you can go talk to, or you have a hairstylist that pays that much attention to your hair, she won't be able to tell you that, okay, something is happening. Like with oils, or even with certain things that you can eat that can help calm your nervous system down. Like there's certain oils that you can take that will help smooth you out. You can smell or diffuse certain oils that will help calm you down. Like they have an oil you pour piece, you put it in the diffuser, or you just put it under, like right now we all have to wear masks. So you put the piece oil you under your mask and it will help calm your nervous system and bring you back down to a balance. Or you can drink, it was Carmel tea at night to help clear your mind. Cause you know, when you go to bed, sometimes we take stuff to the heart and we take that with us to bed. And we tossing and turning and we figuring and we're not getting a good night's sleep. Like our parents used to tell us when we were young, you need to get a good night's sleep. And when you don't get a good night's sleep, you're causing stress on your body. And that will cause hair loss.
Wow, that's amazing. We have a essential oil that we use called Serenity. That sounds like that will be the accumulation of what you're saying with the tea. The Roman chamomile essential oil or the mm-hmm. Serenity essential oils, I'm sure that would produce, I know it has produced in the past, a good night's sleep. So, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Let me ask you something. So some of these conditions that you're speaking of, are there specific conditions caused by mental illness besides hair loss or dermatitis?
It all plays in together. They all tie in together. All our systems tie in together. So when one is out of whack, the next one is going to go out of whack. And that's something a lot of us don't even realize. Like, I didn't realize how much our insides played a part. Like, I kind of knew, but didn't know to an extent until I took a scalp management course. And when the young lady that I took the class from got so deep and put it all together for me, it was just mind blowing to see how all your systems work. You know, when one don't work, you can't do this, you can't do that. But you never realize how, because most of us, when you think about your hair, you don't tie your scalp into your skin, the rest of your skin. Most of us figure that's something separate. But technically it's not. It's still part of your skin.
Well, after the conversation we had and you explained to me that geranium oil, which I know is generally used for anger, but it's also used in hair. So it seems like a lot of the oils that you even use in someone's hair care treatment is tied into mental wellness.
Yeah.
Now, this was a very fruitful conversation. So yeah. I'm so glad that you were able to give us some information on how mental wellness actually causes a deficiency in your hair, but can be helped, if not cured, in most cases with a set of treatments that are inclusive of essential oils, shampoos, rest, and relaxation.
Yes. Yes, it can be. That's just like after you get pregnant. And they usually tell you, after you have the baby, sometimes to keep for at least a year or so to continue to take your prenatal vitamins. Because if you stop, your body is going to go through this huge shock and you're going to lose a lot of your hair. Because as you're pregnant, your body is going through different hormone changes and different things. So now after you have the baby, your body has to revert back to what it used to be. So and it's going to take some time to get back into that old way it was. And if you just stop taking those prenatal vitamins, you'll be surprised how you look and all your hair can be in the sink. Never mind the fact that the baby's staying up all night and you ain't getting no sleep.
So I have a question for you. All right. So in that instance, that good example that you just gave me, if you were speaking to someone that was taking supplements after pregnancy for a certain duration of time and they needed to actually have the hair regenerated or have the follicles, have this hair, allow it to open up to regenerate, what oils would you have that person use?
It's several different oils. I would also give them oil to take home as well. A few oils to take home for them to use like 2 or 3 times a week. But as far as hair in the suite, when you come to me, first I'm going to do like a matte clay mask on you, and then I'm going to do like a peppermint, a tea tree, and I'm going to use a carrier oil, which is usually a coconut oil or olive oil, and mix up a few other good old special things that I have going on here, like some rosemary.
So the rosemary, the peppermint oil, the carrier oil, the I guess that's the, you said olive oil or coconut oil, along with the tea tree oils help reproduce those or open up the follicles to reproduce the hair. Wow.
Yes. Okay. It makes it stronger. And like some of those oils you can add to your shampoo and to your conditioners as well.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, I thank you. This was a very informative hair care lesson that we actually were able to receive information during this mental wellness month. So we know that stress, right, is not going to be something that's good for our hair. We know that there are some oils that can help us with that.
Yes.
Well, I thank everybody for listening. We're going to take another short break and we'll be right back to give you the information that you need to be in touch with Keisha from Janita Hair.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank you guys for coming back and being with us today. Please, please, please do me a huge favor. First and foremost, I want to thank you for being my guest today, my very special guest today. And then I would like you to please share your information where our listeners will be able to get in contact with you so you can help them with some of their very special situations that they might have going on right now.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me. It was great talking to your listeners, and I hope that I was able to give someone some good information and be able to steer them in the right direction. To be able to contact me, all my information, you can look me up on my website, Instagram, or Facebook, or Google. It's Jameeta, a capital J-A-M-E-E-T-A, Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Hair, H-A-I-R. Everything on all social media, Yelp, Facebook, Instagram, website, everything is Jameeta Renee Hair. My website is JameetaReneeHair.com. And to give me a call, it's 315-302-1229.
I want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for coming in and being my very, very, very special guest on today. And I would like to thank our listeners one more time for tuning in to continuing the conversation on health and healing with Lady Raina every Friday at 10 a.m. So we will see you soon. Don't forget, tune in on Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk.